This summer, we've been joining producer Dan Collison on a cross-country bus trip. His journey has taken him 6,000 miles. He rode 27 different buses over interstates and two-lane roads from New York City to Los Angeles by way of the Mississippi Delta, Kansas City, and the desert Southwest. Today, the final leg of his journey.
Billy Robertson gazes out the window of a westbound bus somewhere in Nebraska. A boombox blares from the seat behind him. Robertson is looking beyond the plains, the blur of shrubs and brushwood that stretches all the way to the horizon. He's looking back.
It's a great feeling. One of the greatest feelings I have in my life. You know, it's something I always wanted to accomplish, you know.
Robertson is 41 years old, tall with an athletic build. He's sporting a black silk headscarf, a faded tattoo, his daughter's name, on his right forearm, and 2-inch-long scars, one above and one below his right eye. At one time, Robertson was known as Billy the Kid, and his star was on the rise. He was an internationally ranked boxer, California's middleweight champ.
This is when I won the title.
He carries the newspaper clippings of his title bout with him, along with fight cards, photos, and posters. One has Billy in a fighter's pose, wearing his title belt, looking steely and determined. Another photo shows him knocking his opponent into the ropes with a ferocious left hook.
Yeah, I stopped him in the fifth round.
But not long after he became a middleweight champ, things went sour for Billy the Kid.
Went to visit back in New York and I wound up staying too long.
Robertson had started doing cocaine and stealing to support his habit. He got caught and served 8 years in prison.
That kind of ended my career, you know. Big fall I had, you know.
While in prison, Robertson stayed in shape, running and lifting weights.